Well, in this big conversation to come about how we use the land, we're going to have to remember to make space for rivers that will, from time to time, be a very destructive force. This is a theme that preoccupies Kilkenny artist Bernadette Kiley. A lot of her work captures the shifting balance between water and land and those on its edges. From her home on the banks of the River Nore in Kilkenny, she has observed how a river carves out both the landscape and our sense of ourselves. This is the theme of her new exhibition, Rivers of No Return. Della Kilroy took a walk along the riverbank with Bernadette.
Well, we're walking along by a tributary of the River Nore, and it used to be called the County Home Stream. So it's quite narrow, it's quite volatile. I'll call it a raggedy kind of a stream. It's not cultivated in any way, which is great. So it's very natural, very organic. Just trees, ivy, everything growing. And often birds singing in the springtime as well.
I'm in Kilkenny's Thomastown with artist Bernadette Kiley. She moved here over 30 years ago and has since been documenting the impact of water on daily life. Her practice is grounded in slow observation, walking the River Nore, listening to it and tracing its presence, something she's been drawn to all of her life.
Well, I grew up in Carrick-on-Shore, County Tipperary. And for the first 10 years, we lived right on the river, on the quay. And my mother actually told me that she thinks the first thing I saw looking out the window, they had a top flat, was a flood when I was about 3 months. I suppose I would have been immersed in the river. We went swimming and I would have seen a lot of flooding from when I was a child. So I was always attracted to rivers. I don't know, I'm almost compelled by rivers because they're so magical, so beautiful, but also so destructive. You know, so there's that constant duality. And also there's metaphors for life and going with the flow and all that kind of thing attached to rivers, you know, and endless poems written about rivers and the beauty and everything. But it's more, in a way, the destruction I'm drawn towards because of the realization of, I suppose, how destructive rivers can be.
So where are we walking to now?
We're walking into a tiny little wood. It's like a secret little fairy wood, but it's just beside the road. And it's just like a magical little area, isn't it? And little pathways walking along. It's covered in ivy and just wild trees. When you can hear the river, it's gurgling, kind of, it's very fast moving. I don't think I've ever seen this going slowly or even stopped, you know, it always seems to be moving. It's quite unseen, very off the beaten track. And the presence of water has a huge effect on people's mental health. And you don't have to swim or anything, just to be beside it and just sit beside it and just look at it. It does something to you, doesn't it? I have to say, if I lived away from water, I think I wouldn't be happy.
How big of an influence has it been?
It's probably been a lot bigger influence than I even realise. I started to draw images of the river when I moved here. So I never really saw it as a document of the river, but because I've been doing it for so long and so frequently, it's become that. It's kind of a big part of my life, and I see it all the time and I look at it all the time.
We're walking along where you walk along this stretch of the river every day. What changes in the environment have you noticed here over the past few decades?
It's mainly from the flooding point of view. It's unpredictable and it's volatile, but I have noticed the weather changing. And I mean, the prediction, climate scientists, you know, warmer and wetter. We can feel that. And we've had a lot of flooding. You know, I mean, we even had a flood 3 days ago. Like how the water affects land and people is one of my big interests. And also water staying high for longer, you know, and just being there for months and months and months. So So we're going to walk up the quay now on the right-hand side, heading towards the town of Thomastown. And my house and studio is more or less halfway up the quay.
Overlooking the river, Bernadette's studio on the quayside is where she paints, draws and documents the river's changing surface.
Yeah. We're in my studio and there's a lot of oil paints lined up there and there's loads of brushes and there's loads of photographs of images of flooding and from all over the world.
How do you think rivers can shape identity as well?
Well, I do think they do shape our identity. There was a bunch of friends, you know, living here a while ago, and we used to call ourselves river livers. And of course, Ireland is full of rivers, and we all identify very much with rivers. And they're very important to us. And I'll just say the name of the exhibition that we're going in to see is Rivers of No Return, I called it, because I just kind of thought about the idea of that river is passing by us now and we'll never see it again. So it's imperative that we look after it.
Bernadette's latest exhibition is on the river's edge in the heart of Kilkenny City. It reflects the river's changing face, from the force of flooding to the fragility of its ecosystem.
We're here in the tea houses on the edge of the river. So we're looking here at, based on our depicting, is the River Nore from my house in Thomastown. So we're looking at a painting of a rat surrounded by mucky water. One time during a flood, I was walking along the quay in my bare feet and the water was up to my knees. And I met somebody coming down, a man, and he said, you know, you shouldn't be walking in your bare feet because the rats are everywhere. And of course, I should know that because we see a lot of rats beside the river, you know. This is a rat that looks actually quite happy in his natural environment. So I think what has happened over the number of years that I've been exhibiting these works is that it has kind of brought it home to people that this is actually reality. And so I think art actually is unique in that it can convey that, you know, whereas other media can't.
Isn't that interesting? The climate changes, so the rivers change, our relationship with the rivers change, and we change as a consequence. Bernadette Kiedy talking to our Della Kilroy. Rivers of No Return is the exhibition. It's in Thomastown.